I think there's a lot of improvement to be made in the run game, and I think we made a good step forward, and I think we'll be on our way to getting that going. So it's a process. It takes time, and we'll get it figured out.
That being said, Coach said tonight maybe you tried to do a little too much. Do you feel that? Or?
There were times. Obviously, I could understand, you know, when I can make a play and when I can't. And the reality is you can't make a big play. Or you can't make a positive game on every single play. And knowing when to tuck it and run or get out of bounds or just, you know, not force anything is something I have to do more. But at the same time, I'm not going to change the way I play. You know, running around, making plays, that's how I'm going to play. And I'm not going to change that or go away from it. I just got to be smart about when to try not to force things.
I'm going to repeat some questions here, but was that a better scramble or a better throw that you made to Briscoe there?
I don't know. You know, I'm pretty used to scrambling around and finding a way to avoid some tackles. So I'm going to go with the throw part. That was probably the farthest ball I've thrown in a while. So I just kind of threw it up, and I knew he had the guy beat. And honestly, I didn't know if he'd get there, if I'd underthrow it or what. So the fact that I hit him in stride kind of struck me, too. We'll take it.
Put a little extra mustard on that one, then?
Yeah, I had to kind of throw a little crow hop into that one and kind of let the back foot come off the ground to get enough gas to get it there.
What does that rank on the Todd Reising highlight reel?
I guess it's up there. That's not all just me, though. You know, that's offensive line staring at their blocks and Desmond getting open. So I know it was pretty exciting to be a part of and to watch the replay. So it was a big play, and it was a time when we needed it, too. So it was big for us.
At what point did you see Desmond breaking?
You know, when I ran back to the right and always keep my eyes downfield, and there wasn't really anybody, you know, in the intermediate range, and I saw him had the guy beat by a step, and so I just loaded up and threw it up there and said, Desmond, go make a play, and he did.
Coach said tonight that anytime you throw the ball near Kerry Meyer, before it even gets there, you know it's caught. Do you have that same confidence anytime you throw it his direction, he's going to pull it in?
Absolutely. You know, he goes out there, he's old school, doesn't wear gloves, doesn't practice a receiver. He just goes out there and catches the ball and makes play after play, and he finds ways to get open, and he really understands that when I'm scrambling how to get to those soft spots in the coverage. And, you know, he's old faithful, man. He's always there when you need him.